This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Every 2 years, Democrats and Republicans battle for control of the House of Representatives. It was designed to be sensitive to voters by having its members face re-election so often. But in recent years, partisan map drawing has made most districts safe for one party or the other. That's why more than 90% of the incumbents will win a new term easily this year. The minority Democrats need to take 12 seats from the Republicans to become the majority, which means the Democrats need to do very well in the roughly three dozen states across the country that remain competitive. And as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, Republicans may have something of an insurance policy this year. It's called Texas.
Campaign rule number one, always be sure you're going to win, or at least look sure. Last year, leading congressional Democrats seemed certain they would win a majority of seats in the House of Representatives this fall. They tallied and retallied their margins, showing reporters with maps and figures and PowerPoint presentations. But when a Texas court in January upheld the state's new congressional district map, Democrats couldn't help looking a little deflated. Their blue skies forecast had darkened.
Texas makes it virtually impossible for Democrats to take the House back.
That's Charlie Cook, National Journal columnist and founder of the nonpartisan analysis, The Cook Political Report. He figures that Republicans will pick up between 3 and 5 new seats in Texas, and that will probably offset any gains Democrats might make in other parts of the country. The new congressional districts in Texas were cut with a scalpel. Minority voters are aggregated into heavily Democratic districts, while white communities are just as carefully split up into creatively shaped districts that lean Republican. But they distribute the vote efficiently to maximize the number of Republican representatives in Congress. A perfect example of this is District 32 in Dallas. It lumbers from north to south in Dallas County, gathering wealthy white suburbs with some largely Hispanic enclaves into a district that is 61% Republican. Not surprisingly, analyst Cook says this has created just about the meanest race in Texas.
I tell you what, if I had small children, I think I'd lock the television set on PBS and Sesame Street. That is as ugly a race as there is in the whole country.
After September 11th, President Bush asked Congress to keep America's skies safe from terrorists. 510 voted yes with President Bush. Pete Sessions was one of only 9 to vote no.
That's Washington for you. Here's the truth. There is a difference between Martin Frost and me on airport security. He wanted unionized restrictions on airport screeners.
TV advertisements like these make up a substantial part of this race's price tag, and it's a big one. Each candidate has raised and spent about $4 million in Dallas, making it the most expensive House race in the country. Because of the new district lines, it pits 2 incumbent congressmen against each other. Pete Sessions is the Republican candidate in the race. He's fighting for a suburban district replete with shopping centers and big box stores, including 7 Home Depots.
About 750 employees are there.
750. Wow. Isn't it amazing also how much product you have here? I
mean, Sessions dons a bright orange Home Depot apron and strolls down the wide aisles chatting with the store manager about business. Sessions says he's worked hard to make Dallas and the United States a good place to do business. That message resonates with voters here, too, many of whom say they favor less government control over business. Voter Angela Groh is at the Home Depot to buy a toilet flusher thingy. She reflects what seems to be the reigning view among voters here.
I've seen a couple of the ads. They tend to be a little smeary, I think. However, I'm a Republican, so I'm going to stick with the Republican side.
Later, at party headquarters, Sessions accepts a cash donation from the Republican Jewish Coalition. The new congressional district includes most of Dallas's Jewish community, one that tends to vote Democratic. The area's population is also about 30% Hispanic and about 18% Black, Asian, and other minorities. Sessions calls himself the future of the Republican Party and asserts that encouraging diversity was the point of his party's redistricting efforts.
The Republican Party has redrawn districts that are going to include 1 more African American seat, 2 more Hispanic seats.
And between 3 and 7 new Republican seats.
I think we'll get between 6 and 7.
That scenario, 6 or 7 new Republicans in Congress, would be a major triumph for House Republicans, especially for Majority Leader Tom DeLay. With his unique combination of money, influence, and political pressure in both Austin and Washington, the powerful Republican leader was pivotal to creating the new district map in Texas. If the plan works, DeLay stands to amass more power by having more rank-and-file Republicans who will thank him for their seats. But wait. Before you think Sessions has this district sewn up, consider how political analyst Charlie Cook thinks of his opponent, incumbent Democratic candidate Martin Frost.
I've always thought that if a gazillion kiloton nuclear weapon ever exploded over Texas, only armadillos and Martin Frost would still be alive. The guy is just a survivor.
Cook calls Frost one of the savviest politicians he's ever seen, and it almost looks like state Republicans knew that when they drew the district map. They were to slice up the area Frost represented in Congress for some 26 years into several new districts. Frost had to choose which one to run in, and in part because he's Texas's only Jewish congressman, the 32nd district made sense. Here's how he sees it.
Clearly, Tom DeLay viewed this as a hedge against losses. He understood that it was very likely that they were going to lose seats in the other 49 states in this election, and so he was trying to steal 7 seats to compensate for that. I don't think he's going to be successful.
The only recent independent poll in the race, taken several weeks ago, puts Frost at 44% to Sessions' 50%, with a 3.5% margin of error. That's a remarkably good number for Frost in this district. And Frost's hired pollsters say the race is now neck and neck. The Dallas Morning News recently endorsed Frost as the stronger candidate on local issues. The Democrat has also picked up endorsements from the Dallas Police Officers Political Action Committee and the Dallas Firefighters Association. And part of Frost's strength is in his realism. He knows that to win in this district, he's got to convince a large number of people who will mark their ballots for President Bush to switch to the Democratic column when it comes to voting for a congressman. And so, he says, he's fighting for the mainstream.
The question here is you have a very extreme Republican, and of course I'm a moderate Democrat, and my opponent has taken some very peculiar views. He was one of only 9 members of the House to vote against the president's air safety legislation. He voted against the president's major education legislation. He's really been kind of out of step with the mainstream in this district.
But that's still a hard sell here. Sessions' congressional record shows he's voted with President Bush 98% of the time in the last 4 years. And Sessions counters, if Republicans hold or improve their majority in the House, it will be good for Dallas voters.
If it works the way we think it will, Texas will have the largest delegation of any Republican state in the country. And I think that's good for us. I think that's good for the Republican Party because they will all be conservatives. They will all vote for the agenda that we have had in Washington.
Even if Frost manages a win in Dallas, the new congressional map creates 6 other new districts in Texas that could go Republican. 2 already have, with an uncontested Republican candidate cruising to victory in one and a former Democrat changing parties in the other. So, whether the GOP gains 7 seats or just 3 in Texas, it will have dug a deep enough hole to change the National Democratic Party's realistic goal from winning back the House to just holding their own. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Dallas.